Throughout the spring and summer, the Florida Department of Health in Okaloosa County keeps a close watch on the quality of saltwater beaches. That includes weekly testing at more than a dozen locations as part of the Healthy Beaches Monitoring Program. WUWF's Danielle Freeman reports.
I'm holding a baler attached with a roll pack that will contain the water that I'm sampling. I'm going to dip it in the water about 18 inches below the surface to avoid the contaminants like gas, oils, debris, stuff like that. Measure out 100 milliliters, swirl the pack, tighten the pack.
That's Steve Jackson, an environmental specialist for the Florida Department of Health in Okaloosa County, collecting a water sample at Wayside Park on Okaloosa Island. Jackson collects water samples at each of the 13 sites throughout Okaloosa County from March through October. Several of the sites include Liza Jackson Park, Gulf Islands National Seashore, East Pass, and Rocky Bayou State Park.
Basically, the Healthy Beaches Program, what we do test the water for is enterococci. So we are testing to see if there's possibility of contamination.
Dana Grissom is Environmental Health and Epidemiology Section Chief for the Florida Department of Health in Okaloosa County. She says the main objective for testing is to determine if the water contains one particular type of bacteria.
The enterococci is basically the organism that is a telltale for that contamination. So we're looking for the enterococci numbers, anything over 105 colony-forming units per 100 milliliters of water will cause us to put out an advisory. So if that level is elevated, that advisory will be put out.
Site locations are chosen by two criteria: the number of people who use that particular beach and the potential for the impact of stormwater runoff, wastewater outfalls, the use of septic tanks, and other pollution sources. Although these microorganisms are not necessarily pathogenic or disease-causing, they do indicate that pathogens may be in the water in high concentrations if they're ingested while swimming or enter the body through broken skin.
It can cause any types of illness in humans. That is the types of bacteria that cause your nausea, vomiting type symptoms, diarrhea type symptoms. They can also cause wound infections.
The results are reported as good, moderate, or poor. Good translates to 0 to 35 enterococcus per 100 milliliters of marine water. Moderate ranges from 36 to 104. And a result of poor is a count of 105 or higher. If the levels are elevated, Grissom says that's when the Department of Health takes action.
We are just advising the public that we have found an elevated level of the enterococci, and we suggest not swimming or recreating in that area.
Now, are there different levels of advisories that go out?
It is either an advisory or no advisory.
All sites passed for the first 3 weeks in the month of June, but the final week had three fails at Wayside Park, Lincoln Park, and Rocky Bayou State Park in Niceville. In July, during the height of the tourist season, there were a total of 3 weeks of failed results. The first week had five failed sites, the second week had three, and the third week had only one failing site. While during the final week of the month, the sites unanimously passed. In August, the entire month had only three failed sites. And this month, so far, all sites have passed inspection. Each sample collected has the site location, time the sample was taken, tidal conditions, and rainfall for the area. Then the samples are put into a cooler on ice and sent off to be tested.
We have to keep it on ice so that the bacteria doesn't increase and multiply.
How do you go about testing? What's the procedure for testing? You're going to take it back to the Department of Health?
Actually, it's taken to any of the state certified labs. We use analytical services here in Niceville. They do the actual plate counts and everything for us. And we get the results back usually 24 to 48 hours after the sampling.
Grissom says that environmental health not only covers the Healthy Beaches program, but also a variety of test subjects, including close to 500 public pools in the county, at hotels and apartment complexes, among others. Also conducted are some food inspections at county schools, assisted living facilities, and detention centers, along with rabies surveillance. Before heading out to the beach, the Department of Health recommends checking their website at healthyokaloosa.com and click on the Environmental Health Healthy Beaches link to avoid arriving at the beach, only to find out that it's not advisable to swim in the water. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.